Hi, you guys, welcome back to the show. I am recording this once again on a Tuesday morning. Okay, yes, we're a little behind. It is a busy season. How are you guys doing? I feel overwhelmed, but I'm trying to minimize certain things in my life. It's just a journey and it is a process. How are you guys doing? Are you feeling overwhelmed in the spring season? As you know, the weather is changing, things are happening like back to back. Do you feel like there are like a lot of things going on in your lives? Like, how are you guys feeling? Come over to Instagram at Estelle F. Berry. Feel free to DM me. What is going on with your lives? Do you feel like you're getting the opportunity and the chance to sing and perform and create and be creative? Or do you feel like life is just too busy and you don't even have time and you don't know how to make time? You know, let me know if that's something that you're concerned about. And we can kind of talk about that a little bit, maybe bring someone on to give us all some wisdom on that. But I do my best, and I hope that you're doing your best as well to, you know, just keep embracing that creative gift that you have, creative talent that you have, that love for singing, performing, continuing to do that, even when it's really crazy busy and you don't feel like you have the time or the energy. Trust me, I know what that feels like. I completely get it. But we are in this together, so let me know if you have any questions whatsoever or if you need any support at all. I am here for you. Again, DM me on Instagram at Estelle F. Berry, AVBUERE, and it's in the show notes, of course, so you don't have to even type it in if you don't want to. But yes, before we get into the episode, I just want to remind you guys that if you are struggling with confidence in any way when it comes to singing and performing, I really invite you to come over to the Sing Confidently course. It is an online course for you to do at your own leisure, at your own pace. Although I encourage you to just, you know, get in there and get it done because it's not super long, but you can do it at your own pace and you get to go through the simple steps, four simple steps to start singing with confidence and performing with confidence. So even if you're an actor, dancer, maybe you want to strengthen that vocal part of you, that singer part of you, that singer aspect of your triple threatness, right? Definitely come on over to the Sing Confidently course. What it does is that it takes you through these four steps at your own pace, and you get to take action at the end of every single step, and you post that video or whatever that activity homework was in the Facebook group that is private just for students, and I will coach you in there. I will give you coaching feedback, not just like, oh, great job. Like, I will give you actual feedback, things that you can think about, work on, etc. And yeah, and you get to learn and grow on your own pace. And so, and it's lifetime access. And I just really encourage you, go to creativelybyestelle.com/course. If you know that you have struggled with building confidence as a singer, you wish that you could start singing and build and being a singer as well as an actor and dancer. You wish you could start performing and singing again, but you do not have that confidence. You do not feel confident in doing that, and you don't know where to start. Start with the course. It's really going to take you through the exact steps that you actually need and not kind of overwhelm you with different things that aren't super necessary when you are starting to build confidence. So I encourage you to check that out. Now, speaking of confidence, I want to invite you as well. This is what this episode is about. I want to invite you to join me in becoming the performer, the singer, the actor, the artist, the dancer, the creative without fear. The person who is willing to show up in using their gift, using their creative talent, even if you're at the beginning stages with which most of you probably are if you're listening to the show, even at the beginning stages or you're just starting again, and there is fear, there is doubt, undoubtedly, that's fine, that's understandable, but we can move forward without that fear holding us back. We can move forward together. Let's become performers, singers, actors, artists without that fear. Let us become artists who do not let fear hold us back, who do not let fear stop us from using our creative gifts, developing them, growing them. How do we do that? You know, I wanted to take us through a couple of thoughts on my heart, but I want you to join me. Like, I want us to be in this together. Like, let's build community together. Tell me what you guys think are things that are holding you back right? Or fears that are stopping you, you know, in your tracks when you know that you have these creative gifts and talents and interests and passions and you just struggle with fear. So the one thing, first thing that I want to talk about when it comes to, okay, let's join together, let's all help each other, let's all be determined to become creatives and performers without fear. The first thing on my heart is to trust God, like know your creator and trust him. So you have a creative gift, and I truly believe that the Bible talks about in Genesis 1:1, in Genesis, beginning of the Bible, that we are all created in the image of God. That Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created. The very first thing that God did was to create. And so I truly, genuinely believe that we were made by a God who loves creativity, and he put creativity in every single person. But then there are specific gifts and creative talents that some of us have the privilege of having, right? And so when you get to know God, when you get to know God, which we have the opportunity to do, and you know, I've shared about my faith from the beginning of this show, so I always share that, like, truly knowing that God has made a way for us to actually develop a real relationship with him, you know. It's through his son, Jesus Christ. He sent Christ to die on the cross to cover the fact that we are all imperfect little human beings. We are all imperfect people. We sin, we make mistakes, we do things that are not honoring to the God who created us, this beautiful, holy, perfect God who created us. And so he gave us the opportunity to have a relationship with him, even though we're not perfect like he is, through Jesus Christ, because Jesus paid the price so that we don't have to pay that price of our imperfections, of our faults, of our sins. We don't have to pay the ultimate, you know, judgment that we deserve for the, you know, the wrong in our hearts and our actions and our minds. Jesus paid that price. And so we get to believe in Christ as our Lord and Savior and then have this beautiful relationship with God, right, through Christ. And if you have any questions on that and you're like, what are you talking about? Like, talk about this more. Let me know. You can always DM me, like, message me wherever. Like, just let me know or email me. But this is the beginning. Like, this is really the heart of, and I always speak from my own perspective and experience. This is my show, so I gotta. But, like, this was the beginning of everything for me. This is how I knew that I was meant to be an artist and a performer professionally, was because I spent time knowing God, taking time to spend with God, to surrender to him. Like, okay, like, I think I have these creative gifts and talents that you gave me. I love doing this thing. I love this. But show me what you want me to do. And he showed me, and I learned to trust him and to know him more. And I still am. It's all a journey. That's why I said, let's all start becoming performers without fear, because we're all in this journey together. Okay. But trusting God has been, like, the number one thing. So know your creator, know him personally, start developing that relationship with God. And if you need any help on that, like, let me know and I'll do another episode on it, or you can message me one-on-one. I'd be happy to share, but really it can start with just praying and saying, God, I believe in your son, Jesus Christ, and I want to have a relationship with you. It can start with you studying the Bible, reading the Bible. Start from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created, right? And just acknowledge the fact that, wow, God is a creator, and I get to be creative too. The second thing that I want to say, that I want to stress, even though I stress this, these last two things I stress a lot on the show, but I have to bring them up because they're so important and we don't always do them. The second thing is to take a small step of growth. These are the three T's of becoming performers without fear. Number one is to trust God. Number two is take a small step of growth. A small step of growth looks like, what is one thing that you can do to begin to develop that creative gift? One thing. One thing. I did not say two. I did not say five. One thing. Okay. just start small. Just start small. If you're in this journey of beginning, right? You're in this journey with me. We're on this journey together. We're all beginning to build confidence, right? We're beginning to be singers and performers, artists, creatives, actors, dancers without fear. Take one small step of growth today, right? Do it today. Do it this week. Take one small step of growth. What does one small step of growth look like? One thing that you can do to develop that gift that you have. If you're a singer, what is one small thing you can do to develop your voice this week? You could go back to listen to one of my episodes on vocal warm-ups and just sing along. 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I have like super short ones that you can listen to. Just sing along. That is one way that you are working to develop that gift of singing, of your voice. What's something else that you can do? One small thing, right? You can go watch a video of a piece of choreography to one of your favorite songs and just follow along with the video, follow along with the choreography, right? Simple thing. It doesn't have to be dramatic. One small step of growth that will help you to develop that creative gift that you have. That is an amazing way to help you begin to become the performer and the creative and the artist that you desire to be without fear, without giving into fear. And lastly, the third T, if you will, is to take a small step of action. Okay, so this is different from growing. So a small step of growth is like what you are doing to develop your growth, to develop your creative gift, your creative skill. Right, specifically. Now, step of action is now that you have done some practice time, your time, it's time for you to express, right? Anyone who's in the Sing Confidently course, you know what I'm talking about. Practice your voice versus expressing your voice, right? So anyway, that's a side note. But now it's time to put it out there in one small way. This can be as simple as, hey, get a couple friends together for karaoke night. Yep. And you're going to sing for them. This could be as simple as, okay, I'm going to post on my story one of my favorite songs. I'm going to sing the chorus to one of my favorite songs. I'm going to post it on my close friend's story. It doesn't even have to be your whole story. It could be your close friends, right? And you're going to post it for them. Fun, simple, great. A great small step of action to put yourself out there. It could be so many other things. You could go on an audition for a community theater show, right? Something that isn't so overwhelming and stressful, maybe. If that's too overwhelming and stressful, Think smaller. But one way that you are putting yourself out there and expressing that creative gift, that is taking a small step of action. So that's different from taking a small step of growth, which is more so around like practicing and developing the gift. The action piece is more so around actually putting yourself out there and expressing that gift. I hope that makes sense. So those are three things that I want you to really consider so we can all start becoming performers without fear. We're not giving into fear. We're taking action. We're trusting God along the way. We're taking action to grow. We're taking action, you know, to put ourselves out there. We're doing it together. If you need support, I am encouraging you to come to the Performing Arts Community on Facebook. You will get that support. I will be there for you. I will encourage you. I will help you. Come to the Performing Arts Community. It's on Facebook. There is a link below in the show notes. I want to encourage you to join. Don't wait one more second because I know you've heard this. I know you've heard about this group before. Okay, come on over. Don't be shy. Come on over. We're friendly in there. So you definitely want to come and join and get that support that you need. Let's all become performers without fear. Let's do this thing together. Let's actually take action and grow. I'm so here for that. I'm so here for you. If you need that support when it comes to singing, come to the Sing Confidently course, okay? It's a way that you will take action to begin to sing with confidence. And so that way, by the end of this year, you know that you've done what you wanted to do as a singer. You have grown, period. So creativelybyestelle.com/course for that. Thank you so, so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you being here. I'll be back next week. Come message me on Instagram if you have any questions about anything that I talked about. I would love to chat. Estelle Avberry on Instagram. And yeah, don't forget to leave a review on the show if you like it. I really would appreciate that as well. Okay, I've told you to do a lot of things, so I think we're done here. But have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so, so much for listening to today's episode and to this show. I'm so in awe of you for being here and showing up for your creative gifts. That takes courage. Don't forget to join the Performing Arts community on Facebook for support and inspiration as you continue on your journey. If this episode helped or inspired you in any way, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone. It means so, so much. Thank you again, and don't forget to keep singing, acting, dancing, performing, and living creatively. Talk to you next time.